Yo,
yo, we all on, we live, yo, yo, we back at it again. What's on your mind? It's your boy OG Wax right here.
Ruby Raw in the building, Maurice.
What's good? It's your boy King Day.
And you know what I'm saying? We're just about to bring y'all some quick topics, you know what I'm saying? This is, you know what I'm saying, the podcast, What's on Your Mind. And we're just about to give y'all a couple topics, let y'all know what's on our mind, you know what I'm saying? So without further ado, we're just going to jump right into it. I hope y'all ready.
Y'all ready?
All right. So, I mean, I know everybody, you know what I'm saying, pretty much on social media, you know what I'm saying? I'm on social media, you know what I'm saying? You can find me on my Instagram at Jeron J, you know what I'm saying? Twitter at Jeron Doe, you know what I'm saying? Follow me, man. You know, I follow back. But anyways, I'm pretty sure everybody's been seeing, like, these videos, especially of the kid getting manhandled outside the Waffle House. Like,
yeah, that was crazy.
Yeah. That's wild. Like, is that what the world is coming to now? Like, people that's paid to protect and serve, or not even protecting and serving? Like, they starting to choose who they protect and serve. I see.
Starting to seem like it. I mean, it's not really too much, nothing new, but the severity and how it's happening is at alarming rates. You know what I mean? Especially when people, you know, just a few years ago, people were like misproperly getting killed for these people getting called now. People just calling them for any reason, it seems, just to get us out of their area or not be seen. You know what I mean? Like, it's just crazy times.
Yeah, it's the new wave of black bashing is like almost being accepted. You know what I'm saying? It's like whatever these white people can do to try to anger us, to try to get us to get out of character, because now we realize wherever we are, whenever we are on camera. So now we're extra cautious to not to be the aggressor. Especially as men, you know, especially as a black man, you already perceived to be big and angry and mad for no reason. So now we're kind of trying to take a step back and be cautious of ourselves. So now they being real petty. They're picking at us. They're trying to cause us. It's like poking at the bear. They're poking at the bear. That's what it is. They're poking at the bear, trying to get us to react in a negative way, like the lady calling the police on the people in the park barbecue. Like, okay, so what if the police was to show up? So as the police are there, a block away, someone gets shot. Now that police is not even, or maybe that, or something in that nature, to where that police has something else better to do than to respond to a call about people barbecuing in the park. Everything was nice and clean. They were bothering no one. People were walking back. This just seemed like a lady who had something on her chest.
Right. And to interject just a little bit into that, like, why do people think that they can take it upon themselves that they think that they're like civil, like off-duty cops or something like that? Like, gave that woman the right to harass these people, to make them feel like threatened or whatever? Like, you know what I mean? Exactly. I don't know if I'm coming off right saying it, but
I definitely get what you're saying. Like, who are you to be? You know what I'm saying? What do they call it? A citizen.
Citizen arrest and shit. Like, yeah.
You're trying to citizen arrest. Like, come on, man. Like,
I don't give a fuck if, like, you can't use charcoal in this park. I'm going to use charcoal in this park. And if you don't want to see me use charcoal in this park, leave the park or catch this fade. Like, either one.
we're not going to catch any fades for...
Like, okay, yeah. No fades for the... Yeah, no fades. You're right. Peace, love, and positivity.
Free fade at a barbershop, but, you know, it's just the anger. See, and that's what I mean. You see how he just got angered by something that's so small, and that's what they're trying to do to us.
It happens so easy. It becomes the point to where you can't even speak out against it without being criticized and being racist yourself.
Like, yeah, you still coming off as an angry person. Like, you know?
And that just makes it even worse, really.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, the world got to get better. Like, a police system, like, that's a whole another topic,
it's,
right
it's
there. Like,
yeah, it is.
They're so free. They're doing it so freely now. It's not even being hidden anymore. They know that.
Oh, yeah.
No one's going to get charged. They're going to get off. They have the law on their side at all times, right or wrong. It doesn't matter what they do. They can punch you in the head, beat you with a nice stick, and call you all types of names. And they still on the right side. They still got the right to do what they're going to do.
You know, as crazy as this sounds, I want to openly challenge a police officer. Like, listen to me. This is going to sound kind of fucked up, but I want to openly challenge a police officer to go out and shoot somebody. and just, like, you know,
Challenge accepted.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It's just like, I just want to see what the repercussions are. Are you going to be really worried about the repercussions of you shooting somebody, or are you just going to be unfazed by it because you know you can get away scot-free with it, you know what I'm saying? What? You can come up with a fabricated right. lie to tell, and they'll believe.
Right. What I want to see is everybody being accountable for their own actions. It just seems like in America, the only people who are accountable for their actions, and I'm not going to say just black people are the only ones held accountable, but for the most part, people aren't being held accountable for their actions, no matter what you do. Murder is murder, no matter how you describe it. You feel me?
True. I'm glad you said that.
Murder is murder. If you murder somebody, you gotta, you know, you gotta face the consequences. And no, the judge is not God. People need to stop believing that if somebody standing behind with a gavel and banging it, that we gotta take their word as absolute too, because these people got lives too, and these people be crooked as well. Same as these cops. All these people that people, not even that the cities elect, people they are hired in. So meaning they are state elected, you know, officials and stuff like that. These people got to start answering for something. Like, how y'all letting these people off? How y'all, if they do something, the same people in that same forest review their cases and let them off? Like, something got to happen.
Because it's almost like the whole system is so corrupt that if they did find a cop guilty, there will be more investigations, some more things.
They have to open all the cases.
That will lead to bigger and bigger things. More stuff will come uncovered. More dirt will come up. So all these politicians, judges, cops, they all got to protect each other because there's just so much dirty things being done under the rug. And it hasn't been brought to the forefront in so long until now, to where everybody got cameras, everybody got answers. Nobody's just accepting guilty, not guilty anymore. Everybody want to know why. It doesn't just end at the trial. After the trial is over, there's more to it. There's more investigation. It's definitely a lot
with that, man.
But as we were saying yesterday on the podcast, the way this country is set up now, to where anybody can speak out about anything, anybody can get offended, and if you can't tell, the moment somebody say something about somebody like famous or a celebrity or a politician now, people are resigning from their spots. They're losing their sponsorships and their backing because of the wrongdoings that they're doing. So I think if people keep stepping on these people next and speaking out on injustices when we see it, and more frequently, and people band together, then I think we'll start seeing more changes for real.
Hey, I'm glad you said that, good brother. I couldn't have worded that any better, man. Salute the cap, man. Salute the cap.
Already, salute the cap.
All right, so the next topic we want to talk about, you know,
and mind you, real quick, before you go into the next topic, I want to admit that I have not watched a single game last year because of that cap stuff. And it wasn't easy. Well, it kind of was easy because my Rams went to L.A., so, but other than that, like, I ain't watched a single game, even the playoffs or the Super Bowl last year. I'm proud of that.
Hey, I was kind of on that tip, but I didn't expect my Rams to be that good last year.
So yeah, they was killing it. I ain't gonna lie. They was killing it. They might go for it next year. I ain't gonna lie.
I ain't gonna give us that much credit just yet, man. We still gotta go out and play 16 games, man.
Already.
But I'm glad you brought up sports, though, because we about to actually jump into some sports related. So I want to know how y'all feel about medical marijuana being given to athletes. I want to know what y'all take about that. Me, myself, personally, like, hearing everything that I've heard with, like, the NFL, like, and, like, the brain damage, CTE, like, that shit is no joke. And if it's, like, something that can actually help these players rather than harm them, like, why not? Like, you know what I'm saying? Why not get into it? Just because weed has this negative connotation to it, like,
it does,
and in this bad stigma, I just think people don't realize, like, all the good that it, you know what I'm saying?
And then the medicines that they take has opium in them. They are more addictive than marijuana. Like, all the pills and injections that they get got dope in it. That's what numbs them. That's what gets the pain away. It's just under the category of medical. You know, that's what makes it so legal in everybody's eyes. You know, that way it's legal to make money off of it. You can control it. You see how it's distributed. you know, but in actuality, you're giving crack to these athletes, you know. They're getting addicted, and then once they're out of the NFL, they've had about 14 surgeries, and now they got all these medicine bottles sitting up in their cabinet, you know, and what they start doing, popping the pills, because they so used to popping them after every game or every hour because they're trying to make it to the next Sunday, you know, and you know their contracts are not guaranteed, so they out there putting their lives on the line every day, so you can't really tell if it's some pills that you can give them so they can feel good on that Sunday, but they'll feel good, they'll be real, they'll feel bad on that Monday, they'll take that pill, because NFL players know the lifespan of NFL players is not that long. The injuries, the contracts are not guaranteed. You can go out there, stink up the joint, get cut. You can go out there, get injured, get cut, and not get paid.
Yeah. So,
you out here giving these athletes these drugs. You cut them out of their bad game, and now they depressed. So what they do? They turn to these opium. They turn to these pills. Yep. They turn to these street dealers. Perfect example: Ryan Leaf. Ryan Leaf was the boy never touched the drugs. He got to the NFL, had a couple of injuries. He got addicted to them. Got out the NFL. Start breaking in friends and family houses, going straight to the medicine cabinets, and taking their drugs. The friends and family got so fed up with it, they start calling the cops on them. Like, come on, the NFL has to take responsibility for some of the stuff that's going on instead of you just out there, let me do a 30 for 30 on you. Let me give you a little bit of money. That's what they think they're doing to help these athletes. Nah, you don't want to take that responsibility of what you just created a crack at it. You know what I'm saying? Damn, they ain't looking at that.
Believe me, I'd rather pretty be much Snoop Dogg than Kanye any day of the week. If you can catch my drift.
rather be like Snoop Dogg than Lamar Odom.
Right.
But to be honest with you, on the topic of medical marijuana, the people that ostracize medical marijuana or marijuana in general are the same people who are now trying to legalize it and sell it after they've been locking people up for years, for decades. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, you know, it's just, it's a tricky game, man. It's like, ain't no way they can't see that this drug isn't as harmful as all of these other components that they're giving us. They just playing the game the right way. If it ain't making them money, then they not gonna do it. You know, the pharmacy industry is a big business. So if they can keep, you know, them lab coats, you know, pockets fat, then they gonna keep trying that. You
and
know?
Then I think, just think about this though. Just to listen to this, how funny this was sound. We all know about LeBron James, like maybe like the biggest athlete on the planet right now. Just think if like he was associated with like some type of medical marijuana, you know what I'm saying? The OG LeBron Kush, you know what I'm saying? I'm about to go get the OG LeBron Kush. Like that would give him like his image and his rep like such a bad like taste. And that's probably kind of why they want to shy away from it. But like you've had Kern and like. You had current players say they use it. You had previous players say they use like marijuana, and it's like helped them. Like, I don't know what's the hold up, man. I just really think just like it has a bad or negative
connotation. Yeah.
Wait to the party on everything. They always wait to see what everybody else gonna do in order for them to change some stuff.
I think the NBA will do it. I mean, because the NBA is like the
NBA. I don't even think they do. They test for marijuana.
Yeah, they do.
They fine too, don't they?
You probably don't hear about it.
You probably get a fine too.
J.R. Smith, that boy to me, the minutes is a couple minutes.
Hey man, anything is possible, man. But I don't know, man. Like I believe like the NBA is like advancing, and you know it's brought up a predominantly like black players. But I mean, they'll take some flack, but like I can see the NBA like kind of like. Incorporating medical marijuana because, look at the NBA and look what they're doing for their players. Like, the players getting astronomical, like, contracts. You know what I'm saying? Basketball is becoming, like, it's became so global. Like, I could see basketball as being an American sport. You know what I'm saying? Parents are wanting their kids to play basketball ball because it's less injury, unlike football. You know what I'm saying? You get life-threatening injuries in football. I mean, I guess you can do that anything, but it's the chances in football is more greater than basketball. But like,
right?
Yeah, I don't know, man. I think if it helps the players overall, if it helps the players, give it to them, man. Give it to them. That's all I got to say. Just give it to them. Like, wow. Tell me your reason why not to give it to them.
Right.
Got anything to add on that one?
Yeah, I mean, you pretty much hit it on the head.
They should make it, go ahead and legalize it. Let the athletes smoke the weed.
And we're not saying just like freely smoke weed. Just like whenever you're doing, whenever you're going through an injury or rehab and like then it's okay, you know what I'm saying? Face some of that medical, you know what I'm saying? Hey, but like when you firm that shit up, just let me hit it a couple of times. You
know? Already. So what if a football player had like a little, some kind of injury during the game. Could they go back in the locker room and smoke a blunt to like ease their pain? Like when they get hurt, they go back there and get them injections. Could you go back there and hit your blunt and like, come back out like Coach Freddy?
Like with that blunt, like maybe would it really help though? Like during the game,
if you saying that this is what you want to substitute instead of the pills they give them. It gotta help you. I don't know.
I ain't gonna lie.
See how that works out during in game. I don't know how that.
This marijuana they coming out with nowadays, this motherfucking heal the blind.
See, but the one thing about it, though, in terms of that, man, I ain't gonna lie. I ain't putting my stock into no nigga that's finna blaze up right before a game, because I ain't gonna lie. I'd be on the bench the whole game. Like,
but now, like, if that's like, something you do, like, before, if you, like, just think.
Like, yeah, just think, yeah, of
like,
course.
If you smoke a blunt before every game, like, you a basketball player or a football player, and that shit just enhances your game, then go for it, then. Like, you know?
Then go for it, yeah. Like, it's not...
Right,
because
the drugs
they're
giving them now in halftime, they be having side effects. They probably be a little delusional, shit. It ain't no one else.
True story.
Or some damn pill that can stop a major pain that fast and you not have some kind of side effect on in-game. You right. Do, please believe me. They probably never... Like on most kickoffs, it's a lot of concussions, but they're never reported. On most kickoffs, it's concussions up the right. Field every time we kick off, but it's never reported. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, man. I have to cut you off. Go ahead. Say what you want to say.
Just a little side note, just like another example in WWE, they let people get away with straight using steroids, like flat out just using steroids. But if you are caught smoking weed, like they hit you with a fine out this world. Like this is weed, like they hit you with thousands of dollars of a fine. Like so, that's just the paradigm and how it, you know, how weed is viewed or American marijuana is viewed in society.
Yeah. Oh no, but man, me personally, I'm an avid marijuana smoker. I'm a prolific pot smoker, and like just to talk about like medical marijuana made me want to spark up. So I'm gonna use this time, you know, trying to spark up my boy. You know what I'm saying? If y'all got one, you know what I'm saying, spark it up too. You know what I'm saying? Smokers unite.
Already.
All right. Blunt lit. Let's get back to this now. Something that's been like sweeping the internet. Like I know we kind of like talked about it yesterday, but I want to break it. We get touched on it a little bit more. Is the Childish Gambino video? This is America.
Yeah, great. I just watched the video. My bad, bro.
I was gonna say, great song, great video, man. Like, dude is a freaking genius once again, man. But yeah. What's your take on it, man? What you was about to say?
I really like the fact that I seen him on a few, like Jimmy Fallon or whatever, Jimmy Kimmel or whatnot, and he didn't really want to speak on the video. He's like, I'm gonna leave that up to the listeners' interpretation and this and that, and you know, I like that he kind of keep it ambiguous in how the message is received. It's up for your own interpretation. And there's so many subliminals and symbolisms within the video that a lot of people might not. I mean, of course, we're going to get it. But a lot of the viewers, like the casual viewers who don't understand our culture, they will not get it. And I like how it's up to the person to make up their own
mind. Yeah, see, that's what I was kind of saying yesterday about the whole video. It's kind of left up for you to interpret it. It's like, you can see, I'm putting it right there in front of you, so it's up, you know, right. It's up to you if you're gonna pick it up what I'm putting down, basically. And like something I caught in the video that I didn't catch the first time, like I know everybody was talking about the funny ass pose he did in the video, but
the Jim Crow.
So, all right, so you peep how like every time he shot somebody in a video, right? The body was just like drug off, and the gun was treated with care.
Yeah, put on the red
you know what I'm saying? You kind of see how, like, America, like, you know what I'm saying?
how they treat their guns.
They love their guns.
Over humans. Yeah. I mean, this country was founded on guns. I mean, that's how the European settlers took over the Indians. The Indians didn't have the guns. They had motherfucking spears and motherfucking bows and shit, and the white people brought the guns. So, I mean, it's always been a thing. The NRA is, they're known, they're, you know, adverts for, you know, their gun business. Like, this country, they bank big on guns, and I'm not against it, because I sell guns at my workplace, but come on now, I'm not going to value a human life less than a gun. You know what I mean?
That's what I find so fucked up, man.
Yeah, my whole thing I took from the video, It was just saying stay woke, don't get too distracted from the bigger things while you out here backpacking and doing your little dances, and you see, I bet you it was one person who paid attention, because at first this was what I was tripping off of. It's probably one person that only through the whole video that paid attention to him. This nigga got his shirt off with his damn chest out with all this hair on his chest. That was just another distraction. Right. You know, you got all these women who, I'm breaking the internet, you know, just another distraction. You know what I'm saying? You know, mm-hmm. Booty like you never seen a booty before, like being overexposed is a new thing, you know. just to be out here naked. That's just another distraction, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like with these celebrities, they'll do something big to cover something else up, you know what I'm saying?
I'm glad you kind of said that, though. That just made me think of something else, though. So, that just kind of proves how much of a genius he is, too. So, like, he's giving you clear distractions, but he's also, you know what I'm saying, giving you a message at the same time. So, which one are you paying attention to?
He's just saying you can pay attention to all, but just stay woke to the most important stuff. Don't be fooled.
Right. And you speak. You peep out throughout the video. He's saying all this hard hitting stuff and the guns and stuff. And every time he start dancing, the kids rally up right behind him. Like, yeah, we paying attention to you. You see how close up he is to the screen, making it personal. Like, yeah, I'm talking about this, but I want you to focus on these dance moves.
What's most important?
Exactly.
Yeah, I definitely feel you on that. I mean, I just, man. That video, and then like the ad-libs, like when you got ad-libs from 21 Savage, Block Boy JB, like that was pretty. I think the song was pretty dope, man. Video was dope.
Atlanta's dope, bro. That's a good show, man. That's one of the best, realest shows ever. And the episodes are so crisp and so good to me. It's the last episode, it was just like him telling you a story about his day, like a regular person. Like, I can go back to elementary school and I can pick out a day just like that.
Yeah, and that's why I said,
right.
The show, Atlanta, is so relatable, bro, because, like, the dialogue in the show is just like some dialogue I have with my straight family members or friends, you know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
We all want to get rich, too. We all want to get rich. That show is basically
characterization of every middle class African American, you know, how we go through the struggle basically, and how relatable it is to so many people. That's why so many people love that show, because, and he know what he's doing. Gambino is a genius. Donald Glover is a straight genius, like, in the same likes of, man, I don't even want to compare him to, like, Kanye and the musical greats, because I believe his talent, like, supersedes that almost.
Yeah, you know? I definitely feel you, because he's just not, like, you know what I'm saying, not to compare them, like, the two, but, like, both are talented, obviously, but, like, you know what I'm saying,
right.
Kanye got fashion and music producing, but, you know what I'm saying, Donald got acting, music, you know what I'm saying, TV.
Stand-up comedy.
Childish Gambino, because one, this whole notion that Kanye is some kind of like I don't even know where that genius thing came from. Like, he was just a fucking some kind of
he gave it to us.
Well,
like, come on, man. Like, if you are such genius, how do you get into a spot that you are right now?
Right.
I mean,
unless he wanted to go with it. I mean, it's not helping him. By any means, because for one, nobody listened to the last Pablo. I mean, you could say you heard it when it first came out, but you weren't fucking with it. When last time you played the track off of it?
I probably,
and straight vibe. I feel like, ooh, let me play that damn.
Nah,
song. Not a couple tracks. When you said, let me put on that Kanye that Pablo album. Let me put that on.
Right. It's not me saying it, but it's gonna pop up in my music because, like, I listen to what's the song you got with Chance the Rapper. Can't think of the titles.
Whatever, but like
you said, Ultralight Beams.
This music. Now let me ask you this: College Dropout. How long did you and your brother listen to that?
That was Kanye's best album.
Come on now. You tell me he can't produce nothing like that again? He can. It's just this album was trash.
But he was just in a different spot, so we can't expect to get College Dropout Kanye. You know what I'm saying? No more because he's in a different
good music. I can go back a couple years ago. Good music. Me, he had his thing with 2 Chainz and a Pusha T. Me, he was doing his thing with the Holy Grail. He killed Holy Grail, bro. I'm going a couple years back.
That shit with Jay-Z.
But still, though, you know, he had part. He fucking had his hands all on it. But, his hands was all over that. We can hear Kanye all
but he,
over
but
it.
He say, but he got shit coming out, though. He said he just produced Nas' album. He got Pusha T album coming out. He got an album with Kid Cudi on the way. His album on the way.
Pusha T album been done. Like, the only thing with Kanye's his own worst enemy. And he, you know, his ego is bigger than anything we've seen, for sure. And one of them mentioned how Kanye, whenever he compares himself to geniuses, he always compares himself to rich white men. I thought that was as great an annotation as we can receive, because that lets you know exactly where Kanye's head is at. You know what I mean? He's been industrialized to believe that is success and not being a rich black man trying to go for the top. You know what I mean? He's right. Trying to be like those type greats and not like what he is. And I think he just lost sight of his career when he lost his passion and wanted to get in fashion, a world that didn't even accept, embrace, or want him for real.
All right, I got a quick question since we're on Kanye. Is it still Kanye for president?
No.
No. Just that fast, huh?
That fast. The moment you...
Hey, so look, don't call me a conspiracy theorist or whatever, because I'm not, but funny theory that came in my head, what if, Kanye actually taking up, political, lessons from the Donald? And what if, the Donald actually backs Kanye? And, in a presidency race, just think about how wild that'd be, though.
And if that's the case,
but that's what he's trying to do.
Kanye West is finna go all the way to the right, all the way.
Yeah, he'll be
everything that Donald Trump represents. Then, if that's the case, and if that's the way Kanye want to live his life, I don't think that's a good choice.
That's what he's trying to set up with the free thinking stuff. Like, if we get Kanye for president, it's gonna be a Republican Kanye. He's gonna try to swing black people to the Republican side. They've been doing it. This liberal conservative thing, they trying to sway the black vote. Like, that's
but
all
Trump
it's about.
Right or left. Trump is not right or left.
No, he not, but his money is, his funding is, because the NRA and the KKK, that's all Republican.
Yeah.
So, you know.
What a demo is it?
Yeah, if Kanye get that Trump back and he getting that NRA backing, and that's kind of what he want. He want that white backing, that white support, that's going to fund him.
On some real shit, though, I can honestly see, if Kanye put out, if Kanye keeps going what he's doing, now, I can see people not fucking with his music, on some real shit, bro. Think of, the song, the kid,